Hello, my name is Ashley, and I actually just finished reading the article, Our Opinion on the Physics Problem-Solving Method. My first reaction hit me when I just read the title. The fact that they're mentioning opinion and a problem-solving method didn't really seem to mesh well together. In my mind, opinion was something that you had that you thought about something else. And then a problem-solving method leads you directly to the answer. They were two individual, separate entities, not something comparable, and that worked hand in hand. But reading the article further changed my mind a little bit. I picked out some quotes while I was reading, and the first one that struck me as interesting was when they discussed opinions and. It says, when I formulate an opinion that is determined to be wrong, I should be quick to disregard or modify it to fit the new evidence and analysis. And then it says, all opinions will be changed. That at first struck me as odd, just like the title. I mean, all opinions will be changed, but I guess this is where the problem-solving method and scientific way about opinions came into play. I mean, you do need evidence for your opinions, and that's what I gathered the most from this article is that your opinions are begotten from fact, and these facts are begotten through the problem-solving method. The second quote I picked out was when it talked about future experiences that we cause them based on our opinions of the world, and thinking about that. I believe I discussed this in my psychology class. I mean, I've found that to be true in my life, and I'm sure other people, if they think about it, have as well. That just resonated with me, and it's like, wow, if my life has changed just because of my opinion about people and politics and whatever, that's just crazy. But another aspect that stood out to me, another quote I saw was about being better trained to solve problems. And it says the better we are trained to solve problems, the better the solution and the more accurate our predictions will be. And that's entirely true. I mean, it's so important to be trained. You think you can think critically and problem solve on your own, and yes, you can, but to be more successful, you need training to analyze properly, look at all the points of view, make sure your observation isn't biased, like was also mentioned in the article. I mean, you need to be able to visualize the problem and know it. It requires training, and so yes, as the prompt asks you, why does formal training produce more successful people? It's because you could just give a better answer, more precise. I mean, it's just more precise and more accurate. Your predictions will just be a lot better if you're trained to analyze and think and process things in a scientific, like, problem-solving method. Another, like I said, I was picking out quotes. So another one I found that stood out to me was when the author writes that working with another person to solve a problem requires that both understand one another. And this was, I mean, obviously, I guess that might be obvious to some people, but getting someone else to understand something, especially if you're trying to explain something to me, it's kind of hard to do. I mean, and this is where the critical thinking skills come in for me to play. I mean, yes, you're critically thinking the whole time, but to try and work with someone else after obviously you understand it, but trying to get someone else to explain, to understand your same thought. I mean, you need to practically relearn it all again with them. Visualizing it, the problem, critically analyzing the problem and being able to visualize it. It's written that it says it's part of our human evolution to relate this to another person. And yes, we need to diagram, we need to picture, we need everything to help us. And that's my part. I mean, not my part, but I feel that critical thinking is that it's once you have the thought, you analyze it, you understand it, and then you're able to explain it to someone else, that just proves that your thought is, you've critically thought about it and you mastered the material. You know what's going on, and now you're able to explain it to someone else. You're able to teach them and help them. Without critical thinking skills, it seems like an example from the text would be, leaves fall from trees to the ground, not from the ground up. Like, yes, you could say that, but you can't. That's not critically thinking about that. It's not analyzing it. Critical thinking is so important to physics. I mean, in this article discussing physics, it goes from the example I just mentioned, leaves falling from the trees to the ground. It goes from that to being able to foresee and solve an eventual problem that will cause our extinction, as it says. I mean, that is definitely critical thinking at its finest. And the fact that critical thinking can evolve from, I mean, leaves falling from a tree to preventing our extinction, if that doesn't demonstrate how critical thinking is important and necessary in physics, I don't really know what is. I mean, saving a whole species with physics is definitely critical thinking, and that's necessary in physics. I actually found this article quite interesting, which might be surprising to some, but I did. I knew critical thinking was important, but this just emphasized that fact, and I liked the fact that it was something different, something that I hadn't thought of. Like, I thought my opinions were my own, and yeah, they're from fact, but I mean, it just shows that critical thinking applies to everything, like even my own thought. And again, like I said just now, that, I mean, saving people from extinction, it's so weird to just think that so many things are related just by problem solving and critical thinking. And you just really need to analyze everything and critically think about everything to be successful. And this article just brought all of that together, physics, critical thinking, problem solving, and it shows how every aspect of things I just mentioned is needed to be successful. And I definitely know that I want to be successful, so I'm going to try and obviously critical think my heart away. So I hope you guys found my quotes as interesting as I did. And that's all. Thanks for listening. See you in class. Bye. And thanks for listening. Bye.